You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and it's time to talk about Main Street Eats with Sue Belcom.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Sue joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm, to talk about food. And as the weather turns a little colder, it is nice to dig into some comfort food. And pasta.
You mean carbs?
Yeah, carbs. Definitely lots of carbs.
Got to bulk up
totally
for the season.
Totally carb
right.
season.
Yeah, it's winter weight. I mean, bears do it. Come on.
Bears do it. Bees do
okay,
it.
Then we're talking about something else, dear.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Talking about eating now.
How about
eating
popcorn?
Next best thing. Oh, and guess what? October is pasta month.
That makes sense.
Appropriately enough, you know, and one of the things that I've always taken great pride in telling people as I travel around the countryside is that North Dakota grows the best durum wheat for making pasta. And they'll probably find that as well as hard red spring wheat in a lot of flours that you can buy across the country come from North Dakota. And I love wheat fields. I'd rather see wheat than corn out there any day.
Well, when we go to the supermarket, we see North Dakota brands on the shelves.
That's exactly right. I think that there is actually Dakota Growers Pasta Company in Carrington. And, of course, for flour products to make your own pasta, we have the North Dakota Mill in Grand Forks. And so I use Dakota-made flour all the time. I know, aren't we great? We could actually build a wall around North Dakota and we would be just fine, wouldn't we?
If all we needed was
probably
pasta.
Finer. Hey, I'm growing a few vegetables for you too. So, but, you know, pasta is not bad for you, you know.
In moderation, of course.
Well, everything should be eaten in moderation. And you should eat a variety of foods,
always.
You know, on your plate. That's kind of a secret, too. When I get people that complain about, you know, weight gain or they can't eat this or they can't eat that, it's because you need to balance these things out while you're eating them so that your digestive tract has everything it needs to make your body healthier and stronger, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love pasta because it's sort of this blank slate that you can put all this wonderfully tasting stuff on top of it, you know, like the sauce or the shrimp or the whatever.
Oh, yeah, angel hair pasta with shrimp scampi. Boy, that sounds good right now, doesn't it? And pasta is an easy meal. Your kids are going to love it. You know, there's nothing better than homemade macaroni and cheese. And my children grew up on homemade mac and cheese. So when they got out into apartments and they had friends and these friends are like, oh, yay, we're having macaroni and cheese. And they're like, what is this? They hadn't had anything except the stuff out of a box. And there's a world of difference in how the two of them taste.
Yes.
And I like putting jalapenos in mine to make it a little bit like adult macaroni and cheese, which is very popular now. Man, you'll see that as a side dish in a lot of restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Like four different kinds
of macaroni and cheese.
Aged cheddar and, you know, what have you.
Little
noodles
bacon.
You can't pronounce. And, yeah.
Noodles.
Good.
I love noodles. I can't imagine what life would be like without noodles, which are a pasta, of course. And, you know, when you get pregnant for the first time and you go to the doctor, they prescribe vitamin for you that has folic acid in it, and it is to reduce cervical cancer and birth defects, and it makes your hair grow and your skin glow. And that is one of the good things about enriched pasta that you can find on the grocery store shelves. You get your recommended daily amount of folic acid when you have a plate of pasta. You all know runners always carb load with pasta products before they're going to do marathons, because there's a lot of energy from the complex carbohydrates in pasta.
I have carb loaded before a Netflix marathon myself, so
it's
totally the same thing, I'm pretty sure. So at the very beginning of this, Sue, you talked about durum wheat, and then I think the other one you said was red spring wheat.
Hard red spring wheat,
okay.
Yes.
What does that mean? What would a durum wheat have, or what would a winter wheat have that a different kind of wheat doesn't have when it comes to pasta?
The only thing that I'm for sure about is their growing season is different, but it might very well be the protein content in the grain itself. You know, you can get high gluten flours and low gluten flours, and that has everything to do with the protein content in the wheat when it is harvested. And have you ever walked through a wheat field? Oh my gosh. Or barley, like malting barley, which is a totally different subject, but you got to have beer with your pasta once in a while, right? but grains are so lovely, golden, beautiful golden fields of grains. But pasta is something that is easy and it's storable. So like if you're looking at hunkering down this winter, you know, there's nothing wrong with keeping a couple extra boxes of shell macaroni or linguine. You know, it comes in so many different sizes and shapes, and you can even make your own pasta and you can customize your pasta. I have a pasta roller because I am one of the privileged few people that have room to buy a couple extra little appliances in my kitchen. That and sometimes if you hide them from other people, they don't know you have them. But so I have a pasta roller that when I make homemade pasta, I can easily roll it out. Otherwise, you develop quite the biceps because
yeah,
it is a
hard.
Little bit of a chore.
Yeah.
Yes. And my daughter makes a lot of homemade, quote unquote, noodles, egg noodles mostly, which are a form of pasta. And yet, while your spaghetti noodles and things like that do not have eggs in them. So they are a little less caloric than the egg noodles are. And you're probably familiar with bags of curly egg noodles that your mom used to make tuna casserole with.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly am. Yeah. I love that stuff.
Oh, so do I. And it's like you come home from work and you just boil some noodles and add a can of cream of mushroom soup and a can of tuna and a can of milk and some onion and maybe some peas. And you have like comfort food from the 50s or 60s, I guess. We're not old enough to have been cognizant in the 50s, right? Right?
Yeah, no, I was not.
Right?
Well, during the summer, there's somebody here who does remember the 50s. But during the summer, of course, you got that cold tuna salad that you can have with those macaroni noodles. But now we're heading into the cold season where we want hot stuff.
Right. Which if you've never, you know, even if you don't want to stock up on pasta, and I love those shrimp or crab in there. Like when you get older, you can afford that. When you're young, your mom always bought tuna in the can. And so you can kind of like adultize your cold pasta salad. But if you want to try something just for fun, egg noodles are really easy to make. You know, they're simply flour with, you know, you put a pile of flour on your butcher block and you crack a couple eggs in there and you mix that together. And then the key is to allow it to rest. Now, some recipes you put a little baking soda in, some recipes you put a little milk in. It depends on what cookbook you're looking at the time. But, you know, you can make those noodles and use them for things like stroganoff or goulash, noodle soup with carrots and celery and good chicken stock and tuna noodle casserole. And then if you're German and you make it through this winter, which I heard was going to be a little snowy, according to the Farmer's Almanac, you can make noodles and prunes on Good Friday because you're not supposed to eat meat that day. And I love homemade noodles and fried potatoes. Like you brown your potatoes up in some butter and then you throw those noodles in, homemade noodles that have been boiled for a couple minutes and cook them up in butter with a little onion and breadcrumbs. Man, that is a good
Nothing
dish.
Nothing goes with carbs like starch.
So, and something to remember too, you know, you mix your flour and your eggs and maybe your milk, and you let that rest, and then roll it out to whatever thickness you want. And it doesn't have to be paper thin. And then you can use like a pizza cut to cut them into strips. And then what I remember this from my childhood, is that the little old German ladies, like my grandmother and my mom, would put a dish towel over the back of a chair. I personally use my laundry drying rack to hang those noodles on so that they can dry. They have to air dry. And then you can store them. You can freeze them or store them in an airtight container in your refrigerator so you can make them ahead of time. But the best thing to do, in my mind, would be to cook them right away. And because it's fresh pasta, it takes minutes.
Like 2 seconds, yeah.
Yes, to get done. And I always think, oh my gosh, they're not going to turn out because they're so soft, but they always hold together. Now, if you're really, really creative, you can grind up some fresh wheat or you can grind up buckwheat. I've made buckwheat flour noodles. They're not 100% buckwheat, but you put probably 50-50 in there. They are so stinking good when they're fried up. They get nice and crispy.
That does sound good.
But if you put them in your noodle soup, your broth gets gray, so that's very unattractive. So I had to quit doing that.
Sue, a quick question here about making egg noodles or noodles that have something in them like egg or milk or whatever. When you let it rest, do you let it rest on the counter or do you put it in the refrigerator?
Nope, I just leave mine on the counter. I have learned purely by accident that Niffla dough or bread dough or pie crust or anything needs time for flour to absorb water before you finish it off because the consistency completely changes. So people who are, let's say, making strudel, see where I come from, noodles have an extended family, Niffla, strudels, all that kind of stuff. And so if you're attempting this for the first time and you're just like mixing it up and then rolling it out and trying to stretch it and manipulate it, you will fail. The trick is to just walk away from it for 20 minutes or so and allow it to do its thing. And it becomes more elastic. The gluten kind of develops a little bit more. And then that way you will be successful. And then pretty soon you'll be having neighbors knocking on your door going, are you making noodles today?
Well, I'm going to try to make some noodles. I've never done that because I've always fallen for the convenience of the box, which I guess has a shelf life of, you know, the half-life of uranium.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try making it, especially the egg noodles. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, and you will love them. You will never go back to hard pasta again. You can buy little ravioli
shapers. If you make enough of a mess,
stuff,
you might still go back to I've definitely made a lot of mess making noodles.
I know, and you know what? I actually do it on the counter. Like, I don't use a bowl. I just use the butcher block. And that is, it's really a lot of fun to try and capture an egg that's starting to escape off the side.
Well, we'll leave you with that image. We check in with Sue Belcom every Thursday. It's always a pleasure, Sue.
Oh, thank you, guys. I love it.